The Jags play all of their games at the bank. You can never have too many banks, can you? I'm gonna give them another one here in just a second in our player profiles.
You are Locked On Jaguars, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's going on, good people? Welcome to another edition of the Locked On Jaguars podcast. I am Tony Wiggins, the host of the Locked On Jaguars podcast, where it's your team every day, and we thank you for making us your first listen. Also letting you know you can subscribe for free on our YouTube page at Locked On Jaguars and listen daily everywhere you get your podcast to make sure you don't miss an episode. I want to talk about a potential player that the Jaguars can add. I was doing my film study, fell in love with a guy. So we're going to talk about that. What impact does it have short and long term? We'll discuss that in segment two. And then in segment three, just going to have a little bit of fun anticipating some things as league meetings will begin here next week and let you know what we have in store for that. But first, I want to talk about the Jaguars and the way that they have seemed to draft over the last couple of years. They draft guys with certain athletic traits, super freak types. They draft players that have a lot of room for growth and development. And they also draft players that have a feisty competitiveness. If you look at whether it's Trayvon and, you know, Trayvon Walker got a couple of penalties last year competing. That we have to, you know, we got to pull that back a little bit. Devin Lloyd got off to a great start. And then once the tape caught up with him a little bit, you saw how he missed training camp with his hamstring and the effects of that. I believe at least that's what I'm putting that on. But then Andre Sisco, Tyson Campbell, who wasn't a finished product, but then all of a sudden now is one of the best corners in the league. And when you see him, they all pop on tape. And what I mean by that is, they have certain traits. They have a certain competitive nature about them. And those are just some of the young guys I remember. Travis Etienne pops on tape. He does. So when you're thinking about these players, especially at the ones in the non-trench positions, you want to think that the Jaguars will continue to do what they've done since they've had some success at it. And one name I haven't heard mentioned a ton with the Jacksonville Jaguars is Deontay Banks, a cornerback out of Maryland who's 6 feet tall, 197 pounds, and ran a 4.35 40. I'm going to give you all of the stats about him in just a second. Corner is a need, but most people believe that since slot corner is a bigger need, and the main reason slot corner is a bigger need is because Darius Williams plays better outside than he plays the slot. Darius Williams won a Super Bowl playing outside corner, which means he could do that same thing here if you surround him with superior equal talent, right? I agree with that. But for the future, down the line, since Williams outside isn't the trait guy, I think the Jaguars, if they get put in a position, I think when they start drafting, we have to remember that they're not just looking for this season. I'll say that again. When you use the draft correctly, you hope to fill a need, but you're not just looking at it for this season. The only teams that do that are coaches or GMs that are in trouble or getting fired, and they don't care about some mantra that they have to use to tear it all down, right? The Jaguars are in a situation where I think you have to draft the most talented player. And I think it helps a lot when that super talented player also feels a need. It may not be the need, and it may not be where he's going to end up. Meaning, basically what I'm telling you is this. If they take Deontay Banks, they're not going to sit Darius Williams down. He makes too much money, and he's too good of a player right now. I do think you take Deontay Banks and stick him in the slot where he can play right away and be your best slot corner. You can blitz him. And I'm going to tell you the tape here in the second segment. I'm going to tell you exactly where you can find the tape that you're going to need to come to these same conclusions and opinions. One of the reasons I'm doing this is because I keep hearing the same names associated with the team picking 24th. Now, in my opinion, he won't be available. But Trent Baalke has said that they see somebody they like, they'll come up and get him. So when we think that this corner is deep, this draft is deep with corners, there's no need to do that. I disagree. And even though teams, especially Jacksonville, they're nickel 65 to 70% of the time, and that makes that person like another starter. And many times during pregame, sometimes teams have even introduced their nickel. They've introduced 12 people as starters because somebody might be a pass rusher or they're a defensive back that plays a lot. I get it. I fully understand it, and I'm fully aware. My thought process is this. Deontay Banks can play nickel until he's ready to go outside. And that long-term macro is what you're looking for. You're looking for a 1-2 punch with Tyson Campbell that could go well into the future. At least that's the way I see it. Plus, if he's on the board, I think at that point, he's just the best player who also can help you out. Now, I have nothing against Brian Branch. Brian Branch, I think, is a very, very good player. He's not a freaky athlete. He ran a 4.58 40, but he's a very good technician. He's a very good technician. And he understands the slot because he was there a lot. It's not like he never get beat. He did. The thing is though, what happens a year from now when you decide that you're going to move beyond Darius Williams or 2 years from now? What happens a year or two from now when you decide that you're going to move on maybe from Rayshon Jenkins? Can Brian Branch, a first-round pick, move back to regular safety? Is he that strong safety type, or do you leave him at nickel as a 75% starter where he starts, where he gets on the field 3 or 4 snaps? Or would you rather have a guy, and when I say 1-2 punch with Tyson Campbell, 2 years from now, if Deontay Banks is on this team, and this is no knock to Tyson Campbell because I think he's great, we might have a decision on who number one or number two is. I think he is just that good. I'm going to tell you about a lot of his traits and some of the things that he does that I believe makes him stand out, and I'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I have to let you know about today's sponsor, and that is Built Bar. Listen, if you're watching these March Madness games, you know that anything can happen. And if you're watching the Built Bar March Madness bracket, you know anything can happen. But what has to happen is you have to go to Built Bar March Madness to vote for your favorite Built Bar. I keep talking about the Churro Puff. I'm telling you, you can vote every single day, and hopefully your favorite Built Bar will advance. The reason why you love Built Bar so much is because it's good for you. The macros are outstanding. It's the best tasting protein bar ever made. And it's made with real, 100% real chocolate. That's right. The Built Bar March Madness bracket. When you vote for your favorite bar or puff, you'll be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built. Not only that, but I got to tell you this. One Locked On fan will win a 12-month subscription to Built to have Built's best bars or puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. Man, I'm telling you, 100% real chocolate is what makes it so good. So run to BuiltBarMarchMadness.com right now to vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box while you're there. You can vote every day in March, so hop in and support your pick. We thank you for locking in with us, making us your first pick every single day, because it's your team every day here on the Locked On Jaguars podcast. I don't want to get right to it. I'm going to read from PFF the profile, if you will, of one Deontay Banks. In a class full of super freaks, they say, at corner, Banks may have been the most impressive. He went 4.35 in the 40. And posted a 42-inch vertical and 11-foot-4 broad jump. They say that's a first-round corner. Now they have him ranked at 18th, which means if the Jacksonville Jaguars want to bat enough, they might have to swing up there and go get him. And in order to do that, that's going to cost you some draft capital either this year or next year to go up those six spots. Do you do that for a nickel, or do you do that for a full-time shutdown outside corner? Now, he is 23 years old, which means he's been in college for a little while. But you can't get away from those traits athletic. Also, probably if you played at Ohio State or perhaps Alabama or Georgia, maybe he gets on the field. Maybe he doesn't get on the field quite as fast, but maybe if he does get on the field, he leaves college a little bit early and he doesn't hang around until he's 23 years old. However, he is something else, man. He is something to behold. So the tape that I watched was of the tape when they played Ohio State. Just in case you don't know, Ohio State skill players are probably on this particular game are probably all first rounders. So is the left tackle. So the right guard is probably a second round pick. But Fleming, the young man that's still there, I don't think Igbuka was on the tape, but Igbuka was on the tape. In fact, it was Fleming, Igbuka, and Marvin Harrison Jr. And he guarded all of them, and he didn't win them all, but that's fine. But he had a short memory, and he kept battling and kept fighting. And I want you to watch it. You can watch it on YouTube. You can just YouTube Deontay Banks versus Ohio State in 2022. I'm not trying to make you watch the all 22, but they show you what type of competitor and what type of player that is against an NFL quarterback and NFL wide receivers. I was blown away by his athleticism, by his feistiness, by his fight. So he backed that up when he went to the combine. And with those traits and that tape, that looks and sounds just like something. We got to come up with these bracelets. WWBD, what would Balky do? So this is more about what would Balky do. This is a player that I know they absolutely have to love over at the bank. And right, yeah, we play at TIA Bank Field. Wouldn't it be something for somebody to come up with Banks Bank or Banks at the Bank? Or I can say that slogans and all that can wait. First, I want you to go watch that tape. I want you to go watch that tape against maybe the best group of receivers, with no disrespect to Alabama a few years ago in 17 and 18. These are some very, very good wide receivers at Ohio State. It is like a factory, and they keep coming. And C.J. Stroud is probably going to be, if not the number one quarterback, he won't get past number four. So it's a real good, because we always talk about guys and what competition that they're playing. It's a real good evaluation, and it's a real good way for you to judge whether or not you think this kid is going to be a good player. I'm going to read some more of what was said here on PFF about one Mr. Deontay Banks. It says he's sticky. Where he wins is his mirror ability. Banks is sticky. And this is the quote from him. Banks is sticky without needing to use his size. That's a rarity for a 200-pound plus corner. And it's scary to think what he could become once he learns to use that size advantage consistently. What's his role? Versatile corner. Banks has the athletic skill set and tackling ability to wear many hats in a defense. His best role may even be a LeJarius Sneed type big slot at the next level. So this is all sounding like just this perfect prospect for the Jaguars. What can he improve? Press technique, whether it's stopping his feet, getting overly anxious, or being too comfortable with space between him and the receiver. Banks has a good deal to be cleaned up in his press technique. So guys that press, that run a 4-3-5, they'll usually do that and sort of bait folks. You can't do that all the time in the NFL, because if you do that all the time, yeah, you're going to be bait, all right. You're going to be the bait. But the 11-foot-4 broad jump, the 42-inch vertical, the 4.35 in the 40-yard dash, the size at 6 feet, they say 197, but he plays a little bit over that at 200 pounds. I really just think Wigdon fell in love with a prospect for the Jacksonville Jaguars that seems to be not just for me liking him as a player, but it seems to be a perfect fit for Jacksonville, especially they're talking about him being a LeJarius Sneed type slot. Are you kidding me? You don't think the Jaguars have room and a need for something like that? I don't know what you're watching, but it's the competitive nature. It's what pops on tape because they're using this. They're talking about being competitive. They use that about the Witherspoon kids that's going, probably going to be the first corner taken. And I agree. He is super, super, super competitive. And I agree that he's a hard hitter, but some of those traits that we keep talking about, he ain't got them, right? With the length and those things, he just does not have some of those things. I think he is going to be a fabulous, fabulous NFL player, Deontay Banks, and I'm looking forward to a little bit more from him and hearing his name a little bit. And if you don't hear his name a lot, that's probably by design from Jacksonville. But I bet you right now, knowing them and how they are, I don't even say somebody, I'm going to tell you, I think it's Trent Baalke. I think Trent Baalke might be one of those people that see Deontay Banks and has him circled when it's time for the NFL draft. We have so much more to look forward to here in the short term, in the interim. What we're going to do is tell you what our schedule is for next week. We're going to do that in just a second here in segment three on Locked On Jaguars. Remember, league meetings. And usually, league meetings, in my opinion, usually give you a little bit more information and a little bit more sauce and juice than you can get at the combine, because everything at the combine is such a big secret. I'll tell you all about more in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After I let you know that FanDuel, our sponsor for today, is where you need to be. I am so happy to have FanDuel as a partner because I have been dealing with FanDuel for 5 or 6 years now. The tournament is heating up. If you saw those games last night, as I mentioned earlier, they are off the chain. And there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. If your first bet doesn't win, just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. And then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which team will be cutting down the net. All on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. So don't miss your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. I'm glad you guys pop in and make every moment worth it here with us on Locked On Jaguar, because it's your team every day. And we, as always, thank you for making us your first listen. Make your second listen. Listen, Locked On NFL Scouting with Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino. They give it to you like nobody. I guarantee you, you go in there, you go hear them say something about Deontay Banks because he's just that good. But those guys do it better than anybody. They're the draft dudes. It's a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and you can hear it Monday through Friday, every single day with Marino and Krabs. Quickly, I just talked to Demetrius Harvey earlier. I had him in the office. He's going to go to league meetings, and he's going to give us a heads up next week. So you'll have him maybe 1 or 2 days next week telling us what's going on in league meetings, what is he hearing, what is he hearing about the contract extensions. Hopefully this weekend what we'll hear that the Jaguars are moving closer to maybe bringing home the mayor of Saxville, Calais Campbell. But I agree with my friend Rick Ballew, who I'm about to see here in just a second. He says that only bring him in, I think it was Rick Ballew, it may have been Tom McManus, who I talked to the other day on air here, that only bring him in if he can still play. And I think the film will tell you exactly what it is he can do, because leadership doesn't work if you can't get on the field. So they got coaches for that stuff. Players always tell me it does not matter if you can't play. But where I was before and where I am now about free agency, okay, I get it. They're really going to depend on the draft. If they add maybe one veteran pass rusher, I'll be extremely happy that they were able to do that. But the other thing is, I'm kind of happy for this year, based on their need, where they're picking, they're going to be able to get one of their guys, or they're going to be in striking range to be able to get one of those guys. And if they're able to get some more draft capital, they have a lot of salary cap space in the future, which means that if they want to trade a future pick, that's fine with me, as long as they're in first round. You got to keep your first round picks. But I'm sitting there looking at 24, and there are a lot of corners. There are a lot of guys that I don't know if Brian Branch is going to get there anyway. I'm looking at Brian Branch lately on some mocks, and he's in the top 15. So we might be looking at Deontay Banks. And then he might not be there. But which one of those guys is worth you trading up, maybe from a player standpoint, an athletic trait standpoint, or a positional value standpoint? Which one of those guys is worth you trading up into the first round? We're going to find out as we get closer and closer and closer. Don't pay too much attention to who the team brings in, because that really doesn't matter very much. But I am interested to see if Deontay Banks will continue to climb up the board, or if he'll be there close to where the Jacksonville Jaguars pick. You guys have a nice weekend. Make sure you take care of each other, and we'll see you next time here on Locked On Jaguars.